Well, that deal on Harvey relief money and government spending that President Trump negotiated this week with Democratic leaders is done. The House of Representatives passed it this morning, 316 to 90. The Senate passed it yesterday. It's on its way to the president for signing. The deal forced some Texas fiscal conservatives to vote for the first time for an increase in the debt limit, and it shocked Republicans. This morning, President Trump tweeted, "Republicans, sorry, but I've been hearing about repeal and replace for 7 years. Didn't happen." Joining us, Susan Davis, NPR congressional correspondent. Hi, Suze.
Hey, Robin.
So what are lawmakers saying to what seems like the president saying to Republicans, "I'm moving on without you"?
It certainly did sound like it. I will say there, as you said, there's still a lot of shock and frustration among Republicans. This morning before the vote, OMB Director, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin met with House Republicans in a closed meeting, and they got an earful. Republicans expressed frustration that the president undercut their speaker and that they couldn't offer any guarantees that when they have to address this debt limit spending deal again in December, remember this was only a short-term punt, they were given no assurances that the administration will seek any kind of debt offsets or spending offsets in the next round of the debt limit increase. So yes, it passed this morning with bipartisan support. It passed the Senate with bipartisan support. But there is a lot of lingering frustration among Republicans over how this went down.
Well, so bad. We're hearing that at that meeting when Steve Mnuchin asked Republicans, "Vote for the debt ceiling for me," they hissed. And to remind ourselves, conservative Republicans want to put this off until after the midterms because they've pledged not to raise the borrowing capability without those offsets you mentioned. But on Fox News, Newt Gingrich defended the president's tweets on the deal. Let's listen.
This is a one-time deal. For the president, it's a very smart deal. It gets momentum the first week back. It changes the tone. It gets the money to Houston, and it postpones the big fight over the debt ceiling for 90 days. And I think the president's attitude is, who knows what's going to happen over 90 days?
You know, is he right? With one fell swoop, three things off the table, you know, debt, Harvey spending, and government spending, so that Congress maybe moves on to tax reform, considering DACA, is Gingrich right?
You know, it's easy to defend it when you don't have to cast a vote. I can tell you that Republicans don't, when they don't know what to expect next, it creates a lot of uncertainty. And the fact that they sort of loaded all of these questions into December, history would tell us that Congress isn't very good at handling multiple competing deadlines. And if the focus they wanted it to be this fall, almost singularly on their tax plans, they want to pass a tax cut, knowing that they're going to have another budget shutdown doesn't make that any easier. There's nothing to point to in the past that says, oh, well, they did it this time. Now, it's not to say they can't do it, but the suggestion that this was a savvy deal that will make tax legislation easier, I think, is spin, and there's really no other way to put it.
Well, Arizona Senator John McCain, North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones say they've never seen anything like what President Trump did in all their years on Capitol Hill. This is striking the deal with the Democrats. Then you also have the announcement that he wants to rescind DACA and pump that to Congress, saying that it's illegal and unconstitutional. But then right afterwards, tweeting out, if Congress doesn't do something, I'm going to revisit it, sort of implying that maybe he would reinstate it. So why would they bother working to rewrite it and make it a law? What are some of the feelings there in Congress?
I think increasingly Congress and lawmakers on both sides recognize they're dealing with a really unpredictable president. Remember at that Wednesday meeting where he did cut the deal with Democrats, Republican leaders walked into that meeting with private assurances from White House senior staff that the president was on their side, that he was going to advocate for a longer term debt ceiling increase. And the president called an audible in the meeting. He made of his own accord a decision to agree with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi that that was the best way to go. Now, they say he wants to maybe try a bipartisan tact at dealing with Congress. Remember, we're in September and the first term president doesn't really have much in the ways of big legislative wins to go to the electorate and say, look, I'm delivering on my promises. So I think he's frustrated and congressional Republicans are frustrated, but they want to be moving the agenda in a very different direction. Having an immigration fight was not at all what Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had outlined for this fall. And it looks like we might be having an immigration fight, whether they like it or not.
Well, imagine if the year ends with President Trump increasing government spending, lifting the debt ceiling, maybe approving new protections for Dreamers and not getting tax reform. I've got conservative radio host Laura Ingraham saying that Republicans are finished if they don't do that. Sue Davis, NPR congressional correspondent with what sounds like a dizzying or dizzied Congress right now. Sue, thanks so much.
You bet.